Good afternoon. I'm Megan Turnquist with your closing market recap here on the Red River Farm Network. Anxiety over trade and tariffs did drive the markets lower today, with everything but canola closing in the red. RML Trading Market Analyst Terry Fitchner says the weather is also a factor.
We don't see any real weather issues on the horizon. There's pockets that are experiencing warm weather, but when you have rain and you get warm weather, it's just a greenhouse effect.
In taking a look at those closing market boards, Minneapolis July wheat down 7 at 577 and a quarter, September down 7 and a half at 589 and three quarters, July Chicago wheat down 15 at 501 and a half, and the KC July wheat down 16 and three quarters at 522 and a quarter. July corn down 13 at 363. December down 12 and a half at 384 and a quarter. July soybeans down 8 and three quarters at 927 and a quarter. November down 8 and three quarters at 950. Soybean meal for August down 430 at 345.20. August soybean oil closes just 5 cents higher at 30.26. In July, canola trading 280 Canadian higher at 517.30. While feedlot country was generally quiet at midday, it did pick up some lower business in parts of Nebraska. Beef cutouts remained mixed at midday. And taking a look at those livestock markets, live cattle for August down $2.02 at 101.87, October down 212 at 104.80, August feeder cattle down $1.97 at 143.67, November feeder cattle down 152 at 145.07, July lean hogs close $1.15 lower at 81.62, August closing at 78.60, that's just $1.05 lower. Again, this has been your market recap right here on the Red River Farm Network.